I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We're in search of an Egyptian city for our geo-quiz today. First, though, a quick story. Edward Blyberg had to go to the hospital this week. It wasn't a medical emergency. Blyberg is the curator of Egyptian art at the Brooklyn Museum in New York. He escorted four of the human mummies from the museum's Egyptian collection to a local hospital for CAT scans. The first mummy to be scanned was encased in a coffin that had never been opened.
So we had never seen the mummy itself, or even the linen wrappings. That was the one that we had been calling the Lady Hor since 1919. And when the scan was complete, the radiologist called me over and he said to me, "You said this one is a female." And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, can you explain this then?" And he showed me on the screen an image of male genitals. And I said, "Could that be a shadow or something?" And he said, "No, that's really there." It was a great surprise because for years we have another male, Dynasty 26. We've always displayed the male and what we thought was the female together so that we had an example of a male and a female from this time period. That's not going to work anymore. We're going to have to change the label. And I look forward, actually, to writing about this new information.
Edward Blyberg there. The Brooklyn Museum's Twitter message captured the moment. "It's a boy," it read. A CAT scan of another mummy named Pasibahayam Ipit revealed amulets or charms inside its abdomen, probably to ward off evil or harm. But Blyberg says it's still a mystery why they were placed in the mummy's tummy. We asked him where these mummies are from.
The Brooklyn Museum collection was gathered in the 19th century before scientific archaeology. And so we have only very general descriptions of where they were from. Pasibahayam Ipit was the mayor of Thebes, so we presume that he died in what is modern-day Luxor. Across the river from Luxor is the Valley of the Kings and the tombs of the nobles. Probably that's where he had spent most of his life.
So little did the old mayor know he'd be scanned one day in a New York City hospital, or that his hometown, actually the city of Luxor, would be the answer to our geo-quiz. You can find a link to the Brooklyn Museum with images of Pasibahayam Ipit at theworld.org.